Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Powerful stuff right there from Osi Brenda Mtambo. My goodness. Oh, man. Wow. It's like, why are you on and off? Just you, one moment you are hot, the next you are cold. It's your problem. How? What? This is just amazing. Wow.
That is the voice that I remember of when she was at Joy Celebration.
Yep. Just that power in the voice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's 9:36 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We just had a conversation with OC Brenda Mtambo. She is obviously in South Africa, but that conversation will be on the website pretty soon in case you missed it.
You know why that was actually possible?
Mm.
Because Fresh FM pays their bills. We yes. don't owe yes. our service provider money, so we can no. call to South Africa.
We
my
can
dear.
Actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we can. It's a different level over here. Now, every Friday, like we say, every single time we have a superstar in the studio, we just spoke to a superstar who's been doing it for 10 years. But this superstar, though, is Namibian. This superstar has not been doing it for 10 years on this level, though. This superstar is literally just starting her musical journey. But we know her from her dancing. We know her from her choreography. We know her from her skits online, on TikTok, on Instagram. We know her from being a proud coastener, if I may put it that way. But you can never box this human being, all right? One moment she's in Walvis Bay, the next moment she's in Windhoek, and now she's officially here, planted here, ready to conquer. The capital city of Windhoek, maybe also the whole country, maybe also the whole continent. We don't know, okay?
You forgot something.
I forgot something.
Proud Herero.
Proud Herero. Ladies and gentlemen.
I see you're trying to overlook us.
Boys and girls. Please make some noise for June the Dancer.
Yes.
Good morning, June. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, NSK. How are you?
Good, good. But I know for a fact you want to correct us. Because a little birdie tells us that apparently it's no more June the Dancer now. It's just June.
It's
Is
just
this correct
June.
Or what?
All right.
June.
Just June.
June.
Okay.
June. Why
now,
June?
Now, and the dancing, I know.
Listen, sometimes we need to grow.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to move on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
From dancing. I've been dancing since I was like in primary school.
Mm.
No yeah. lie there. Mm. So now I feel like I can combine them together and just become June.
Okay. Also June, this is your first time on Fresh FM.
Hello.
Technically.
In studio.
Yes.
Yeah, because we used to do, that's our calls, where you would give us information.
Yeah, our small segment for the Walvis Bay Vibes.
And she was the Fresh Ambassador. That was major, man.
Yeah, that was,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Would you say that that perhaps was that little drive that you needed to make that big move to Windhoek?
Yeah.
I would say I made the big move to Windhoek because I wanted to explore more of my sound.
Mm.
And I felt like there was a lot of more people here that would understand where I want to go with my sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the coast, you know, the coast.
The coast is small.
The coast is small, but the coast is big on like a lot of let's go type of music. You know, let's dance, let's break the dance floor. So a lot of producers that side, they are into that. But I was looking for something more, you know, personal, something more of me, something that sounds more like, oh, that's me, actually.
And you know what? I don't know if NSK ever told you this, but how many times did I tell you that girl needs to move to Windhoek?
Mm.
So many times. Every time we are on the call, you're like,
I was just saying to you.
Yeah,
online. I always thought it, and I was just like, you know what? She needs to live Walvis Bay. Like it was good for a season, and then eventually you kind of have to move on from it. And man, I have seen what you've done, that growth and transition. There's still so much more to come, but you're doing an amazing job. Mm.
Thank you. I actually appreciated the fact that I went to Walvis. It gave me a breather from everything because I was making music, But then it wasn't the music that I felt like was coming from my soul.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I was just like, okay. So when I went there, I was like, oh, this is a nice breathe. I got to learn a lot of things there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now I feel like I can press a button on the computer, yeah, and I'm like, oh, I produced something.
Yeah, right?
So here's the thing, right? That's a bit of an oxymoron for me. Right, I've always known you all with the time that I was introduced to your brand.
Yeah,
I've always known you to be a hype girl. You know what I mean? Like you were always on business. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I've never seen you in a slow or in a vulnerable state.
Yeah.
And then I hear the news of you having written for Waters.
Waters, yeah.
Right, and I'm like, okay, she wrote that. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear now. I pre-listened to the song that we're about to talk about.
Amen.
And in my head, I'm like, I know. So there's a soulful person inside there, or what? Instead of all the hype and the crazy and the happy and the skits
parakata.
And the paragata and the overishe and the what? There's a soulful person in there.
If I tell you, you won't believe me. There is June, and then there's Petunia.
Petunia.
Yes.
Go, so who Petunia?
You can say Petunia is like, okay, you know, my alter ego. She's she's the.
Oh.
So if you ever have to hear music from me that's like you, then you know that's Petunia.
That was Petunia.
Yeah. But like the soulfulness comes from June mostly. Mm-hmm. You know, June connects to her grandmother. So
I was about to ask, where does it come from? Who raised you? What type of music were they playing around you that just maybe molded you into this sound that we're going to experience from you now?
I would say I was raised in like a triangle. Mm-hmm. I had like my biological parents, my parents that raised me, and then my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So each person had their own musical influence. Like
yeah.
my dad, the one that raised me, the one I grew up with,
yeah.
he would listen more to like Soul Brothers and all that.
Mm.
Now my father, my biological dad, he would listen to like a lot of Yonder Sister, a lot of Kwasa Kwasa. I mean, I think my dancing comes from my father.
Okay.
And as well as Yonder Sister as well. Mm. So I have more of that. And then when
okay.
it came to my grandmother, it was more of like gospel, church songs. So everything just connects with me properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is incredible. There's no way you're a Namibian and you're not multicultural.
Come
and
on.
And here she is on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Yeah.
Stick around. Don't go anywhere. 9:43. We'll be back in a bit and we will talk about that new song that features Pex Africa.
102.9. Fresh FM. The heart and soul of Namibia.
Look at me being urach. It is 9:45 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Still having a conversation with June. No more the dancer. Just June, I believe. And at times, maybe as the song will play probably on air from time to time, we will probably also just tease her about
your alter ego?
Petunia.
Petunia.
Do you guys know the flowers, petunias?
No.
The petunia.
Shekwan is
a flower girl.
It definitely describes like me if you read up on it.
Uh-huh.
Oh yes, I do know.
It's a difficult flower, but it's the most beautiful and it gives
okay.
warmth.
Okay.
So what
okay.
it is
yeah.
petunia
yes.
is basically a name. Hey. A name that signifies
freedom.
It's been
a long week of radio.
It's been a long week. I'm tired of speaking English. It's basically just a name that signifies a freedom loving, free spirited individual.
Oh, okay. yeah, that definitely describes
yeah.
you. That definitely describes you.
If you want to get me flowers, get me petunias.
Wow.
Gents.
Got it.
There we go.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're in 2023, 2024. It's not just gents. Maybe even ladies wants to, you know,
yeah.
swipe flowers that side. I don't know. We don't know.
The gems only.
please.
In fact, let me correct.
Yeah.
Omwa shewaka omo only.
Yeah.
Arikana.
Yes.
Arikana.
Why?
Dangi man.
Yes.
I'm teaching him those phrases.
Basically, Omwashe Waka Omo is Yoshiramwe.
Okay.
Wait. Okay, no, you missed me there.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Omwashe Waka Omo.
Yeah, I don't do that one.
Yeah. Shikon is running away from Yoshiramwe.
I know. I have been forever. I'm there in the north.
Why do? Oh,
now,
oh, wow.
June, let's talk about this song, right?
Yes.
I'm guessing this song is a stepping stone to something bigger. Yes. Let's talk about the song that features Pex Africa.
Oof. Love story. It's two people that are just in their own bubble. Like, it doesn't matter who they are, as long as they're in their own bubble. If you see the cover, you can see them extending outside.
Yeah.
That, you know, we still have our lives in the outside world, but for as long as we are in this bubble, oof, it's our love story.
Wow. That is incredible. Well, officially,
love that.
On Namibia's Heart and Soul, Boys and Girls, her second single, by the way, on Fresh FM. Exclusive to Fresh FM. Here we go. Here's June the Dancer featuring. Here is June.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Featuring Pex Africa. You must say thank you for Shekwan.
Thank you, Shekwan.
I got you, boo.
Well, let's tune in exclusive to Fresh FM. Have a listen. We'll be back in a bit. Thank you so much. Shekwan, there's a voice note that just came in right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, guys, that song is fire. As the one blood to the new, let's fire check me. This girl is gonna give them a run for their money. 45 kumukuru.
That's from Domingo, feeling June, who just dropped a brand new song, "The Love Story."
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where's the lie, right?
Where's the lie?
You're trying to search for it.
I mean, you...
can't find it anyway.
If you want to sound the same for 5 years also, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a fresh sound that we're looking for, honestly. And I'm here for it.
Does it?
Go, June.
Shekwan and NSK on 102.9.